God, Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, nothing else, Lord. Hallelujah. God, Lord, hallelujah. God, Lord, we give you our hearts tonight, God, Lord. Lord, speak to our hearts. Hallelujah. Right here, right now, God. There is nothing else, God, but you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, we glorify your name. Hallelujah. Come on, can you say Jesus? Can you say Jesus? Hallelujah. Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Work in our hearts, God, tonight, God. Hallelujah. God, Lord, you, hallelujah. You're the fulfillment, God. You're the thing, that, God, Lord, that we lack, God, Lord. We need you, God. Hallelujah. More than anything else, God, Lord. I pray that, God, Lord, that you quicken our hearts, God, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, that there's a space within our heart, the God, Lord, that needs you. Hallelujah. We need you, God, Lord. Sometimes we look to the left, to the right. We look in situations. We look in our whatever, all different areas. But God, Lord, I pray tonight, to God, Lord, that we be awakened to understand, to God, Lord, it's all about you. Nothing else. Hallelujah. We just need you, God. Hallelujah. To work within our hearts, God. So tonight I pray to God, Lord, that we give you our hearts. I pray to God, Lord, that we set our hearts towards you, God. I pray to God, Lord, speak to our hearts, each one of us right here, right now. Lord, I open my heart to you tonight, right now. I surrender to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 God, Lord, we need to hear you tonight, God. Hallelujah. We need to hear you tonight, God, Lord. Speak to our hearts tonight, God, Lord. Let us be in a place, that, God, Lord, that we're open to hear, God. Give us an ear to hear, God. Hallelujah. Come on, can you say it with me? Give me an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. Hallelujah. Let me have an ear to hear. Hallelujah. That I can be quickened right now. Hallelujah. That I can be enlightened in the power of His name. Hallelujah. There's no other name but the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There's no one greater than Him. Hallelujah. He has no equal. He has no rival. Hallelujah. He sits upon the throne all alone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, God. Lord, I pray to God, Lord, that we open our eyes to see that, God, in the power of your name. Amen. Hallelujah. God's good. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Thank you, praise team. Amen. Hallelujah. I love that song, nothing else. Amen. I feel that we come to a place of surrender that we realize there's nothing else more important than Him. Listen, I want you to hear that God's been speaking in my heart about something. He keeps saying, I keep hearing God saying today. I just kept hearing that last night, today, today, today. Say today. Not tomorrow. Not yesterday. But today. Come on, amen. Today. I pray that you hear this today. I pray that you be quickened today. I want you to realize and take hold of this and just really receive it from what God's trying to tell us today. Because sometimes what happens to us is we get outside of the day. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but sometimes we get outside of what God's doing. Sometimes we get ahead of ourselves and we end up finding ourselves in trouble. How many of you have been in trouble? Come on, how many times you jump out in front of God? We try to get ahead of God. We try to help God. Sometimes I think He needs some help. Forgive me, Father God, but sometimes I try to help Him like He doesn't know what He's doing. That's why He created everything and then you. So that we wouldn't say we helped Him. In creation. Come on, do you hear what I'm saying? In creation, that we could stand back and say, well, you know, we helped Him and, you know. But that's not the truth. Amen. God did it. He did it all by Himself. That's who He is. Amen. Everything. He's worked everything within. Everything. Everything. He's a masterpiece. And I just want you to take hold of this tonight. I pray that you just grab this. Philippians 1:6 says, being confident. Say, I'm confident. That He who has begun a good work in me. If you know Jesus Christ, if you don't, I want you to know that He can begin a good work in you today. He can begin a work within your hearts today. Right now. Say right now. And He says, be confident. He says, I'm confident of this very thing, that He who began a good work shall finish it, shall perform it. Amen. Until the day. Say, unto the day of Jesus Christ. I want you to hear this. I want you to stay in the day. Amen. I want you to be confident in Him. I want us to be at a place where that we're confident in the day that He has provided and all that He's done for me. He's given us everything we need, everything that you need for the day.
Listen, you know when you go to school, your parents used to, it's been a long time, you're celebrating a birthday. Listen, I'm going to have a hard time getting to 60. But sometimes your parents would pack your bags for you. Come on, you're a mother. You pack your bags. I know Lindsay has like, she has a safety kit, man, and like flares and all this stuff in the bags. I don't know, maybe that's more, but she got everything. Yes, she does. The flares are too much, though. But she got all this stuff, and she's prepared. Amen. She's ready for the day. I want you to know that the God we serve, come on, nothing that comes your way, come on, will surprise Him. And I want you to be confident to know that He will perform it. Hallelujah. Everything that's begun, when the work that God began in me, He shall perform it. He shall finish it. Amen. But I got to stay in the day. I got to stay in the provision that He's placed me in, that He's given me. I got to stay within that place, that realm that God has placed me in. I can't get outside of it. And we talk about this, that when Jesus was on the cross, what was to His left? Say it louder. What was to His right? If you get too far to the left, too far to the right, you're going to run into a thief. You need to keep your eyes on Jesus. Amen? Say today. That's what happens sometimes. We get too far to the right and we get robbed and we wonder why. Because I got my eyes off Jesus. I need to stay in the day that He provided for me. I know I want you to hear this. This is a simple message, but sometimes we just got to take hold of it and say, listen, we got to remind ourselves, I don't want to get outside of the day that God provided for me. I don't want to get out of His provision. I need to stay in the provision that God has given me. It says Philippians 4:19, it says, my God, say my God. He shall supply. Listen, I'm going to make you help me because I like you preaching with me. I don't like preaching at you. I want you to preach with me. So you'll help me. Amen. And He says, my God shall supply. Say my God. I want you to know that He wants you to say that with confidence. He wants you to say that I'm confident of this very thing, that He who began, He shall supply all my needs according to His riches, not what's in my bank account. Thank you, Jesus. Not according to what I have. Come on, amen. Not according to what I've done, but what He has. According to what He has, He shall supply all my needs. Tell someone all my needs. This is a word that I want you to get excited about because I want you to realize that everything that you need is in Jesus. Come on. All that you need is in Him. That we got to recognize it. Don't get too far. We wonder why we get weary. Don't get weary in well-doing. Amen. God has provided everything we need. Come on. And we need to take hold of that and just believe it. Amen. And Psalms 118:24 says, this is the day. Y'all know the scripture. Say, this is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made, which the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day the Lord has made. I need to stay in the day that the Lord has made. I need to stay in the day that the Lord has made, that He's created. Everything I need is within that. I want you to hear this. It's in everything that I need is in Him. He says, this is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day. Hebrews 3:6. I'm going to lay some scriptures out for you. So you believe me. He's talking about today. And he says, but Christ is the Son over His own house. Whose house are we? If we hold fast in the confidence, say confidence, and in rejoicing, hallelujah, of the hope firm unto the end, that He who begun this work within me shall perform it. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith today, say today, if we will hear His voice today. I want you to know this. See, I want you to recognize this, that we can't get ahead of God. We can't get ahead of God. Sometimes our emotions will try to pull you farther than where you are. And I want you to say this. I want you to realize this. I want you to take hold of it. Because your mind will carry you to tomorrow. Your mind will take you tomorrow and make you think about all the things that we got ahead of us that might be tough or what you're going through and get you wore out. But I want you to hear this, that the supply is in today. It's right now. Come on. What He has for you is today. He doesn't want you to go out on your own to tomorrow in your mind, but He wants you to stay with Him today. The place where He's provided for you, come on, a place of refuge, come on, a place of hope, a habitation that He's provided for you in Him, that you stay within that place with Him. You don't get outside of yourself, amen? And I want you to look that sometimes what we do is we go back to yesterday. The Bible says, forgetting those things that are behind me, come on, and looking to Him, hallelujah, looking unto Him, amen? Forgetting those things, there's a lot of things, come on, in our past that we try to think about yesterday. Say yesterday. Yesterday. Woo. Yesterday. Yesterday. What, far away? Whether it's yesterday, but it's a thief, come on. Or whether it's in the future, come on, amen. I want you to know that we need to stay in the provision that God has provided me for today. He has given me my daily. What happens is sometimes we try to eat in our mind the problems of tomorrow or the things of the past. And we become weary instead of re-eating what He has for me today and nothing else. Because what He's given me is enough. I want you to know that it'll satisfy your soul. It'll satisfy you on deep within, hallelujah. What you're missing, hallelujah. What's been holding you back. Come on, amen. That we find ourselves getting weary and getting run down. It's because we're running out in front. We're trying to eat something that He hasn't provided me with. What I mean by that is sometimes we eat things, we eat thoughts, and we eat whatever somebody says to you. Whether it's negative, come on, amen. Whether it's something about you that they'll remember you from a long time. You know me a long time, don't you? She can remind me of my past. Some of you, I better be quiet. There's my sister right there. She could really remind you of my past. But listen, I want you to know that I can eat from my past where I used to be. Or I can eat what He provided me for in the provision of salvation today. I could stay within the safety and the refuge that He has given to me for me. And I could say, my God. Woo! There's something about that that jumps up inside me. My God. Woo, hallelujah. My God shall supply all my. He wants you to call Him my God. He wants you to know Him as your God with confidence, knowing that God will perform it today. Whatever I face, today God will provide. Today God will do what He needs to do. I'm not going to worry about that place. I don't want to get ahead. But we're going to keep going here. He says, but exhort one another daily while it is called today. This is in Hebrews. You can look it up yourself. You can see it. My Bible have pink and everywhere it says today. Today. For He made us partakers if we hold to the beginning of our confidence until the end. He said it again. Stand strong in the confidence in your God that you know today. While it is said today, if you hear His voice, don't harden your hearts. As in the days of bitterness. 4:7 says, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you hear His voice, harden not your hearts. Today. I need to hear God today. He wants you to hear Him today. Listen, He wants to give you the good news today. Not old news. Not something in the future, but today. Right now. Come on, amen. Right here, right now, for this moment, He wants to give you the news. A message, hallelujah, for you today. Come on, isn't He good? 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 6:1-2. 1 and 2. He says, when then, as workers together with Him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace, not the favor of God in vain. That you don't receive the grace or the favor, the margin of what God has for you today in vain. He has a provision for you today. And when we get too far tomorrow, we're taking for granted what I have for today. And that's why sometimes we become weary, because I'm outside of the provision that God has for me today. And He says, I've given you grace and favor today. Don't take it for granted. I don't want to take it for granted. I want to receive what God has for me today, because everything He has for me, I can't think to myself, it's not enough. I want you to know it's enough, because what God's doing today will affect tomorrow. Come on. The thing that God's working within me right now, today, hallelujah, will affect me tomorrow. And if I begin to do the work in me today, it'll affect me tomorrow. So I need to let the one who began the good work in me finish the work. For He saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I secured thee. Behold, now, say now, is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Say today. Today. Bible says to work out your salvation. To let it work up out of you. Amen? Let God work within you today. Let Him work out of you. I want you to know that sometimes it's hard to let God work because we want to work. He says that we need to enter into His rest that He's provided for me, into the day that He's provided for me. Just enter into my rest. The day that I provided. Remember, you know, the Sabbath day. You know how religiously we talk about it, whether you can only do this, you can do that. But I want you to know that we don't worship a day. We worship a person. His name is Jesus. I'm going to say it again. We worship Jesus. Come on, amen. It ain't about a day. A day can't change me. Only Jesus can, who provides the day. It's all about Jesus. And it's what He did in the day. He is my rest. We can understand that the Sabbath of the Old Commandment was declaring to us that you can't do this. I remember when I was growing up, and I remember how that I come out of the... I was raised... Not raised. My grandma was holiness. And it was a lot about what you could do. I remember I used to help her hide the TV in the closet. Because the preacher was coming. I was thinking, Grandma, we used to watch Disney, Wide World of Sports, and National, no, not National, what was the one, what? Yeah, Lawrence Welk. And what was the one, the safari guy? Wild Kingdom. For you, man, these were bad shows. Jesus help us. But I used to help Grandma hide in the closet because the preacher was coming over. I used to think to myself, well, Jesus, it don't matter what the preacher thinks. Jesus knows where it's in there. Come on, just a little boy. I was thinking to myself, who cares what he thinks? It's really that important. We need to know that Jesus, you know. I remember my brother, and I just want you to know that this is what she knew. Come on, sometimes there's an ignorance, and sometimes we're that way too. Come on, amen. If we don't rest in day what He did for us, we'll do the same thing all over again. We'll just become religious. It ain't about being religious. It's a relationship. Come on, amen. It's taking hold of what He has and nothing else. It's taking hold of what He's given to me and living in it, walking in it, breathing, having my being in Him in today. Tell someone it's an adventure. It's an adventure, come on, amen, that we can experience the abundance of all He has for me. But I remember my brother, and I've said this before, but I remember my brother changing the tires on his car on Sunday. Whew. I remember getting on her knees, man. She was sincere because she was brokenhearted that she was worried about my brother's salvation because he changed tires. God help us. I want you to know that me changing tires has nothing to do with my salvation. I can't do nothing to keep my... He did it all. And nothing else. He's provided all that I need. It's in Him. Amen? He says, so today, He says, and He says, have secured thee. Behold, now, say now, is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Today is the day of salvation. I want you to think about a man named Zacchaeus, where that religiously he felt like he could never get near Jesus because he was rich, he had money, come on, but he was empty within him. Come on, amen. In the day that he had, he had everything stored up. He was rich. He had money. But everything within him was empty. And it says that he found out that Jesus was coming to his town today. He got news that someone whispered and told him, Jesus is coming. When? Today. So guess what he did? He got up in the tree. And he began to look and see Jesus. And Jesus came along that day, today. Not tomorrow, come on. It was today that he got up in that tree and he was looking for Jesus, come on. And Jesus passed by him and he called out and Jesus looked up to him and he says, come on down, Zacchaeus, for today I must abide in your house. Say today. Listen, I want you to know that God loves you and God wants to provide for you today. Sometimes we've spent everything we got, we're trying to find fulfillment outside of that, and he wants you to know, I just want to come by your house today. I want to spend time with you. I want you to know that I have everything that you need. You don't have to be spent, burnt out, wore out, run down in what you've been trying to do. But you just need to meet with me today. And then he went to his house. I want you to know that Jesus doesn't care what anybody thinks about him coming to your house. He desires to abide in my house. And I want you to hear this, that sometimes Jesus wants to abide in people's houses that you might not think you want to abide in. Help us, Jesus. But Jesus went there and he sat down with them and he began to repent and began to pour out his heart and say, Baba, and Jesus never said anything to him. He didn't tell him, you need to do this, you need to do this. No, no, no. He just came into his house and everything that he had, whether it was repentance, whether it was forgiveness, he desired from Jesus right then, right there. I want you to know that we begin to stay in that place that God has for us. We'll let God work in our hearts today. We'll let him work in our hearts today. That whatever that needs working on that day, we'll let him work on it. And he said to him, he says, that salvation has come to your house today. That's good news, ain't it? Luke 4. Luke 4 says this, and it says, in the Spirit of the Lord, we all know that Jesus, I talked about this last week, that Jesus came and he was delivering the good news. He was coming to come into the house of the Lord, and he was presenting the gospel, and he was declaring something to them. He says that he came, he was sitting in church. He was speaking to the church folks. And he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. I'm anointed to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and to recover the sight of the blind, and set liberty them that are bruised. I want you to know that Jesus, that same anointing, is in me. Everything that you see there that sometimes we lack, whether it's a broken heart, whether we feel poor, just like Lazarus, come on, or Zacchaeus, that he felt broken, he didn't have enough, he was empty. And I want you to know that Jesus, when he's there, when he speaks, when that word comes, it'll change your heart. The gospel to the poor, to the brokenhearted, deliverance. Come on, there's some things that, guess what, I need him to deliver me from. There's some things in my past that I can't get delivered from. Only Jesus can do it. There's some things that are in my future, come on, that'll try to rise up against me, and only Jesus can set me free from. Come on, amen. There's some things that are coming, and whatever those things are, only Jesus can deliver me from. And this is what he said to them. And he says, to preach the acceptable year, the day of the Lord. And he closed the books and we go over that. And he began to say unto them, this day. Today, the scripture is fulfilled in your ears. Today. Not some other day. I want you to know that it's fulfilled today. There's an anointing provided for you to get you out of any sticky situation or whatever we go through. He has the answer for. Amen. We need to let the word be fulfilled. He says, today the word's fulfilled. Fulfilled. Today the word's fulfilled. We can't get distracted from that. We can't get outside of that space that God's provided for us. Space of refuge. Amen? The place of refuge and forgiveness. Matthew. Matthew 6. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow. For tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is evil thereof. That means this, that each day has its own troubles. Say each day. Each day has its own troubles. And Jesus says, seek me first, the kingdom of God. And all this will be added unto you. Don't get your mind on tomorrow. Don't get caught up in tomorrow. Amen? Because it has its own problems that I want to provide. Don't get outside of the provision that I have for you today and try to find an answer for tomorrow when I have an answer for today. Because your answer for tomorrow might be in today. I'm going to say it again. The answer for tomorrow might be in today. In the provision that He provided you for today. Amen? Today. Don't be distracted. Sometimes we get distracted, and I began to think about the man named Jehoshaphat. Remember Jehoshaphat? The Ammonites were coming up against him. And all of a sudden, everybody around him, come on, you can relate to this, because sometimes some people come to you with some news about what's on the way. It's not there yet. It's not even arrived yet. The news is bad because they're saying they're on the way. It doesn't look good, Jehoshaphat. They're coming. And they're mighty. And they're powerful. And it says that Jehoshaphat feared. And then it said, he sought the Lord. Sometimes we could get caught in a moment, worried about tomorrow, what happened. But we need to stay in today. You cannot get outside. You cannot get distracted from what God provided for us today. Right now. And then he said this. He told him, he says, oh, see, Jehoshaphat, your answer was in today. Seeking me. And he sought God. And then God told him this. He says, this battle is not yours. Now, if you would have went and went outside of me, come on, and got worried and began to face the enemy on your own, you would have got defeated. But you stayed within the provision I'm providing you. He says, this battle's not yours, but it's mine. I want you to know the Lord wants to fight our battles. Come on, amen. He wants to fight your battles. Amen. He wants to overcome those things that try to overcome us. Amen. I want to be overcome by Him. Come on, the one who overcomes all things. I want to be overwhelmed by Him. And Jehoshaphat was overwhelmed by the Lord. And he says, I want you to do this, Jehoshaphat. I want you to stand. Hallelujah. Stand still. And see the salvation of the Lord today. Watch what I do. Tell your neighbor, watch what God does. But I can't get outside of that. And we wonder why sometimes we face things. We need to stay within what God's provided. Today. Amen. I'm not going to get into all this, but we can understand that the kingdom of God that God's provided for us, that every day that Jesus, He took hold of the provision of the kingdom of God, that He walked in the kingdom of God, the reality of the truth. See, I want you to know that He walked in a different truth than I did. See, than I do. Than what we see. He says, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. He's the one that walked on water. And Peter began to sink. The reality that Jesus has was different than what Peter began to see. Peter, you need to see what I see. And lifted him up. Come on, amen. To begin to bring him to walk in on top of that water. And not to be overcome by it. But the kingdom of God was a different reality. That whatever faced him, whatever was out there, the truth that Jesus had within him, overcome it. Whatever lie was there, whatever was in before him, didn't matter. He was consumed by the truth, and the initiative. Man, I wrote this down, that the initiative is the ability to assess and initiate independently. How many of you guys do that? How many of you have done that? That sometimes we do that. That God wants to bring the kingdom to us where He initiates, come on, that He independently does what we need. But what happens is sometimes I begin to initiate panic. Independently of God. Wait a minute. What are you doing? They that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. I want you to know that sometimes I independently begin to go outside of what God's provided. But I need to let God be the initiator. I need to let God go before me and trust in Him. Amen? And then the provision that He provides. And I begin to think about this, that He brings that. That's who He is. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. But these are aspects of the kingdom of God that He brings in His provision. Provision. It's what He knows that I need. He knows your needs. He knows what you desire. He knows what's facing you tomorrow. I talked to a lady today and I prayed with her that she's got to go and get a test on Monday at 10:45. I want you to pray for her. Pray that God's with her, that God's her strength. But I want you to know that guess what? God has went before her. He knows what the results are. He knows what's said. Come on, amen. He knows those things. He's already seen it. And He'll provide her with whatever she needs in the midst of where she is. But it's so hard. And I told her, I understand that. I know that sometimes you begin to look, you look down the road, you look at 10:45 on Monday, and that's all you think about on Saturday. But He says, I am your provider. I'm Jehovah Jireh. I'm your provider. I'm your provision. I want you to think about a guy named Abraham, where that God sent him out. He says, I want you to take your son. I want you to bring your son. And I want you to bring him as a sacrifice. Amen? I want you to bring him. And that sounds like a tough situation. But God, Abraham, he knew that God would provide whatever he needed. And he stayed within the boundaries of today that God spoke to him. He didn't get outside of God. He didn't jump in front of Him. But he began to go to the mountain. And when he began to walk up that mountain, I want you to know that guess what? He stayed within the provision that God provided him. And that the same time he's walking up this side of the mountain, God's providing a lamb coming up the other side of the mountain. He can't see it. But God says, just stay in the provision. He's our provider. And God provided. Amen? But God provided. And I want you to see that, listen, it's every day that this is something powerful that we could take hold of this whole truth with Abraham. Was it was in today what God spoke to you, that we have an ear to hear what God's saying is today. And the message that God told him, whether it was how many days it took him, was it 3 days or whatever it was, the first that he told him, he says, sacrifice your son. But on the third day, God spoke to him and he told Abraham, stop, I'll provide. That's how important it is to stay in the day. Because I want you to know that God did tell him to do that. Sometimes people take a message that God has given to them, but don't stay in the surroundings that He's provided and move outside of the provision that He's given. And begin to do it. Well, God told me to do this. Yeah, but wait. We got to stay within what God said today. Come on. Because I want you to know that we have so many religions. Because, yeah, believe God. Maybe God said that. Whether it was the faith movement, Pentecostal movement. That those were true movements and voices of God that they heard. But God's still speaking. He wants us to come up higher. Come on, amen. He wants us to come up a little higher. Begin to experience Him, not just in a religion or a box or a building, come on, but in a relationship. Amen? I'm almost done. Don't say amen. The last example is Luke 8. I know this is a simple message, but I believe it's important sometimes for us to focus on it. And he said this, and this is in Luke 8:42-43. And there was a woman having an issue. Say an issue. Oh boy. We sometimes have issues. Don't look to your neighbor. Don't look to the right. You got to help me out. Sometimes there's some issues. And I began to think about this situation that she had. And it was a real situation. I want you to know that God cares. The Bible says that He cares for me. Cast your cares upon Him, for He cares for me. There's nothing, I'm going to say it loud, there's nothing that you go through in your day that He doesn't care about. There's nothing that you face, come on, that He doesn't have care for, that He's not looking at, that He does not care to take hold. He says, cast your cares upon me, because I care for you. What an exchange. So here she is, she had this issue, and that it was for 12 years. Say 12 years. 12 years speaks of order, speaks of government. Amen. There needed to be a change of government. Amen. That, listen, I want you to know that we can look from the beginning, that the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. That there was two trees in the garden. Come on. Abraham had two sons. Amen. There was Isaac and Ishmael. I want you to know that sometimes what we try to do, we had to try to hold on to yesterday and we try to hold on to today. We try to stand between two realities that God wants to provide for us. The provision that God wants to provide. Whether we try to do it in the midst of the Old Testament way we used to do, or try to do it on our own to try to get to God, or we just take hold of what He's already done for me and walk in it. So here she is, that she's in this place where that she was out of order. She was holding on to something, and it caused her to be out of order, out of place. I want you to know, when something's out of order, it don't work. So many times we try to operate in our own strength and we're out of order. We're operating in our own strength and we're trying to make it work. Trying to do everything we can to make this thing work, but it don't work. There's some things that I have in my garage that, man, they're good tools and stuff, but they don't work. I need to throw them out. But they don't work. They're out of order. They're not going to accomplish what they need to get accomplished. And I want you to know that she came to a place where she knew she was out of order. She needed to get back in the right place. And it says, and she began to, she was dying, and she had spent all of her living. Man, I began to think about this, say one day. She spent 12 years, 4,380 days out of order. Just think about that. 4,380 days out of order, but not today. I want you to know that whatever you're searching for, whatever you spent everything that you had on, it's in Jesus Christ. And she came to a place, she says, I'm tired of operating, trying to do this after 4,380 days. I need to come and I need to find Jesus. I need to see my provision, take hold of what He is and what He's given to me. And she stepped into the day of the Lord, the day of salvation. And she took hold of Him. And she became whole. And one day, say today, she was set free today. Listen, I don't want to wait 4,380 days outside of the provision that He's provided me for today. Trying to find my way, spending everything I got to get there. And He's already done it. Would you stand to your feet? He's provided for us everything we need. The Bible says His mercies are new every morning. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Every morning my mercies are new. I don't care what happened yesterday. I want you to know His mercies are new every day. Let's walk with God. Let's stay within the day. Every day as we rise our head up, say, God, Lord, I pray to God, Lord, You be my strength. Pray that You direct me, You guide me, God. I pray to God, Lord, give me the strength to stay in the provision that You've given me. I pray to God, Lord, that I be at peace in that place. No matter what I face, dear God, Lord, that no matter what is in front of me, God, it doesn't matter, because You are my refuge in today. And all I need is Him. Heavenly Father, I thank You, God. I pray to God, Lord, that each one of us, to God, Lord, just we open our hearts to You today. Today. Lord, that You're concerned about us today. God, we read time and time again in Your Word, God, that You said today, if you hear. So, God, Lord, I pray to God, Lord, that You're concerned about today, God, right now, that we take hold of all that You have. Lord, I pray to God, Lord, that we open our hearts and receive that and watch You do what You do and trusting in You in the power of Your name. Amen. I want you to know, I want you to hear this, that, man, I just heard this right here, that when we begin to trust in the provision for today, we're going to have enough left over for all those people that are hurting. We're going to have enough left over. But sometimes what we do is we get caught up and we try to eat what we had yesterday, and we get wore out, we get hungry, and we don't have enough to give to those that are lost and those that are broken. The church, come on, amen, needs to stay in the day the Lord has provided and watch the salvation of the Lord. Amen. Bless you. And we'll declare with all of our hearts that we are blessed and highly favored.